we started off with a tune called Off to California, which is a hornpipe. And then we moved into Morpeth Rant. A rant is a type of dance that's done in an area called Northumbria, which is between Scotland and England. It's sort of their national dance or their country dance there called the rant. And we concluded that little set of tunes with a reel called Drowsy Maggie that featured Emma and Lara on their hard shoes. We're going to move on to another tune that's a march. It's called Return from Fingal. And the story behind this song is that about 1,000 years ago, there was a battle between the Vikings and the Irish. As the Vikings tried to invade their land, they battled, and the Irish prevailed, sent the Vikings back into the sea there. But unfortunately, sadly enough, they lost their beloved king, Brian Boru. And so the song sort of has a bittersweet tone to it as they return from their battle. It's called Return from Fingal. We've been playing together as a family for about 6 years, and I thought the Holden audience would appreciate how this kind of came to be, because we tell this story, and it gives us a good chance to give a little publicity for Holden when we perform. But at the time, we were wanting to come back and spend some time at Holden, and I jotted off this letter to the program coordinator, and I described this family that played music together and did Irish stuff and led worship and all this. And miraculously, they actually believed it. And so about January, I got this acceptance thing, and I said, well, we got about 6 months to put this together, girls. With a big jar of M&Ms, over the course of the next few months, we worked and worked and kind of pulled it off. But we had had our little town of Alpena, Michigan, where we were living at the time, had a strings program that just kind of died, and we had all these instruments, and the kids had been doing some Suzuki, but it didn't really last. And so we were looking for a style of music to play together as a family and not let these instruments go to waste. And so we, Amy and I had gone to see this band, Lunasa, an Irish band that was performing nearby, and I had never really listened to much Celtic Irish music. I really love jazz and classical and other styles, but I was really intrigued by what this band did, and so it just kind of the light went off, and we just decided to go ahead and try to learn this style. So we're always kind of frightened when there's actually people of Celtic descent in the audience, because we'll be revealed for what frauds that we really are. But we love the music, and we do our best. And since then, the girls have added some dancing numbers to it as well, and you'll get a chance to see some of that. But our next set here has got three tunes. First is called She Begged She More, which means So Big, So Little. It's based on a 18th century Irish harpist and a blind poet by the name of O'Carolan, who wrote a poem about these two fairy kingdoms on two little hills and how they battle one another. And then we'll continue with a tune called Sandpoint that is written by a contemporary Irish, a New England fiddler by the name of Rodney Miller. I actually heard that from a gentleman, maybe some of you know, Jeff Kirsten Grip. He's been a musician here many times at Holden. He introduced us to that tune. And then we'll close with a Alton tune called The Snowy Path.
Thank you. we were looking for some tunes that Emma could join in singing for us, and we found a wonderful recording of a collection of Irish children's songs called When I Was Young, and songwriter Padraigin, I'm trying to remember her last name, Ulican, Padraigin Ulican, compiled this wonderful recording, and this is called The Field Mouse Ball. Instrumental music for about 3 years or so, and the girls really love to do more than anything is, believe it or not, it's not play their instruments, it's actually dancing. And so they were kind of going along with this music for a while, and they said, you know, it'd be really fun if we added some dancing to this. And I just thought, no, you know, I'm not a dancer, and so it just couldn't even compute in my mind. How could you, you know, dance with your cello and, you know, that kind of thing? And so one evening, Amy and I went to a pub to hear a band, an Irish band, and they were playing in our town there, Traverse City. And then I noticed nobody was really paying attention to the band until the fiddler put his fiddle down and started dancing, and then you could have heard a pin drop. Everybody just eyes riveted and went... And that night I came home and had this revelation. We should add dancing. Girls, guess what I did? So we're going to do a little more dancing for you. And this one, again, with the hard shoes. Later on we'll bring off, they'll change to their soft shoes. But these are a couple of jigs.
Thank you.
got to get done in time to get ice cream tonight, Dad. Don't waste any time babbling on about these songs in the 1800s and the war between the blah, blah, blahs. I won't tell you a thing about these ones. Okay, ready? One, two, three. So we really enjoyed hearing the Highland Pipes tonight, I'm sure, as you did as you came into Vespers tonight. Let's give a round of applause. And never fear, these are small pipes. They are not quite as powerful as the Highland Pipes. As I was telling someone my old tired joke about bagpipes the other night, about the bagpiper, who, as you know, these guys led the troops into battle in the front of the line, bravely marching with the, and so this one gentleman was marching forward in front of his comrades, and they first some arrows were flying by him, but he kept playing on, and then bullets were whizzing by, and then he bravely marched forward and didn't flinch and kept playing and leading, and then pretty soon cannonballs were going by, and that's when the captain came running up to the front of the line and said, "Angus, for goodness sakes, could you play something they like?" So these are the small pipes, and they're in the same key as our instruments, which is a good thing. The Highland pipes you heard earlier in B flat, and if you heard those, that wouldn't be very good, but. So we'll let Laura do a little tune with some fiddle accompaniment. We'll be right back. let Amy tell you a little bit about the dancing. We need to take a little pause for Laura to change her shoes. Emma got a chance to change in her Gillies. You want to tell us about the style of dancing and type of shoes?
Okay. They are doing what's called Irish step dancing. It's not clogging. It's a little bit different, and it's not tap shoe. The hard shoes that they performed in earlier are specifically for Irish folk dancing. And the girl, actually, I started taking lessons with the girls several years ago, and that was a fun mom-daughter thing that we did, Laura and Emma and I. And we started the dancing in the soft shoes, which you'll see a little bit later during this second half of our performance. And they're called gillies. They kind of lace up and sort of like a ballet shoe. So we began the jig, learned certain steps, and then progressed to the reel, and then progressed to the slip jig. And each dance kind of progresses on to the next. And then your feet are a little bit stronger by that point. And we did that for about a year until we could graduate to the hard shoes. And then we started learning the jig and the hard shoes and then the reel. And then you do a step called the treble or the shuffle, which makes the sound that you heard the girls doing. So I don't perform in public, but they continue to. So we're thankful for that.
A little premature there. I thought we were going to do a dance for this one, but that's coming later. So stay tuned. This is a slip jig. Amy mentioned the slip jig, which is a 9/8 time, so it's got this little lilt to it. I think you'll get the feel of it, called The Peacock Followed the Hen, and we'll go into a tune called Cooney's Reel after that. Okay, I do have to tell you a little history about the next one. Neil Gow was the champion national hero fiddler in Scotland back in the 1800s, and he wrote many tunes and was beloved by his countrymen, and to the point that when his third wife passed away and he went into severe mourning, he hung up his fiddle and his bow, he said he'd never play again, and the whole country mourned with him because they were so sad to hear that he would never play his fiddle again. And some time went by, and supposedly folks prevailed and pleaded with Neil. And finally, after some time, after his grieving was over, he finally agreed to pick up his fiddle again. And this, legend has it, was the first tune he played, called Neil Gow's Lament.
Thank you.
off with a little fiddle tune called The Red-Haired Boy, and we'll then change shift gears into a novice reel featuring our soft shoe dancer.
I think we forgot the rosin.
Yeah.
We don't need to call the little red band, do we? All right. Well, we're going to are you guys ready for another dance?
Can we do a song before that?
How about Tamo?
Yeah.
Okay. rested?
Yeah.
All right. All right, we're going to do a jig called the Fox Hunter, another slip jig, and then the dancers will be back during... No, you're going to dance on the slip jig, right? All right.
But we're not
going to
slip.
We're not going to slip on the slip jig, right? We're going to just dance it, and then we'll end it with a kerfunkeln jig. Okay. Is this one slower?
Yeah.
Okay. Things up. Does anyone know if the ice cream is still open?
Till 10.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So we'll wrap things up tonight. Thank you. Been a wonderful audience. I think everybody knows everybody here, but I'll just introduce the members of the band. Lara and Abby on the fiddles. We have Emma on the cello. The person that holds, the glue that holds this whole family together and everything, and that is our wonderful flute player, Amy Tung. I'm the guy that wrote the letter, and it's not as famous as Wes Preeb's, but, you know, you could write a letter, too. You know, I'd like to be the mechanic at Holden Village. So we're going to wrap things up with a jig and a slip jig. And so we will have the dancers one last time for the 10-penny bit, and then we'll close it out with our favorite big grand finale called The Butterfly. Abby, you take it home. Thank you.